farm and home store.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus on the charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here, going through the top 10. The next item of interest here, COVID, all the health projections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was reading a review, ladies, of the super spreader events. The Rose Garden ceremony certainly comes into the category, and the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, North Dakota. Is it North Dakota, South Dakota? Anyway, all of these things, the things that are, have big gatherings. We're trying to teach people. I'm looking at a picture from a beer hall that was taken at a rally last week, and there isn't one person in this. And it's at the, I'm looking at the Full Throttle Saloon. It's another rally for bikers. There wasn't one person. There were hundreds in this beer hall. Not one had a mask on.
Of course not. Bikers don't wear masks. That's a thing.
Okay, so is that one of their, like, wearing a vest that says hawkers or something on the back of it? Is that a standard?
I don't know,
the
but there
industry?
Are motorcycle gangs or groups or whatever you want to call them that are around here, and they have a bunch of rallies in New Jersey where I am. Not a single one of them wears a mask. It's a biker thing, you know?
All right, so what we learned this week was that mouthwash could inactivate human coronavirus. For me, that was a godsend. I thought that was fabulous information. You want to review it, Victoria or Jennifer? What really was said? This is too bad we didn't know this 6 to 8 months ago.
It's a Penn State study that was released that said that things like a neti pot or saline rinse or diluted baby shampoo used to rinse your sinuses or mouthwash can actually prevent the virus from taking hold in your system. So if you make it a practice to consistently use these products, they will rinse away the coronavirus instead of letting it attach to your mucosa and then start to spread. So that's the idea behind it. And the study says that it's 99.99% effective in killing the coronavirus.
Where's the CDC? Where's the government here telling people this? Why are we getting it from a third level source? You know, there is a warning from the CDC this winter, COVID could become an epidemic. So why don't you tell people in the same breath? But you could eliminate it.
If you fearmonger, you can control people. Are you not getting that? It's 8 months in. This is what's happening. Is the more people are scared, the more control the government can have. It's frightening.
Well, but Trump's running the government. Why doesn't he put a stop to it?
I think he should be talking about this all day long. But the problem is, when he talks about stuff like this, people jump all over him. I think it should be up to the cities, the counties, the states to be talking about this in a really active way. I mean, we have a governor in my state of California that has a roadmap to how to chew when you're in a restaurant. So you put your mask on, you take a bite, you put your mask back up again. Why wouldn't they put this information out and say, hey, here's some things that you can do so that you don't feel so afraid? But
yeah,
counterintuitive.
It isn't preventative. It's how do you deal? Like the buses. Remember I talked this week about the buses traveling around, no mask, no ride, you know, that kind of stuff, public transportation. So in the same vein, why don't you have big announcements that say, rinse with, I'm looking, and now that this is out, somebody's going to pick up on it and go to the drugstore. You probably won't find any. They'll probably empty the shelves of that stuff, but that's okay. So be it. If that's a way of us getting sort of back to normal and eliminating this problem in our systems, it just seems, anyway, so also that Fauci and the CDC warning people about Thanksgiving, don't have Thanksgivings, basically, isn't it what they said? Don't have a big gathering.
Well, Fauci has been warning people against traveling for traveling long distance for Thanksgiving. He said, you know, people should not be flying to see relatives or whatever for Thanksgiving. So, you know, everyone, I think, is just going to have to make a choice for themselves.
Our local guidelines say that you can have Thanksgiving, but only with three families, and you have to do it outdoors.
Aha! Outdoors and Thanksgiving.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening.
WOMI and WOMIOwensboro.com.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
16 more Kentuckians have died from coronavirus. Today's numbers increase the state's COVID-19 death toll to 1,396. There were also another 1,400 cases of the virus. Kentucky's positivity rate is now 5.34%. The case of a man convicted in a deadly stabbing attack in Versailles is now in the hands of the Kentucky Supreme Court. Ronald Exantis was found not guilty by reason of insanity for killing 6-year-old Logan Tipton back in 2015. He was found guilty but mentally ill for stabbing Tipton's father and sisters. And Jefferson County Public Schools is pausing fall sports due to the ongoing health crisis. After this weekend, there will be no games for teams not already in postseason play. I'm Haley Hansen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
On the issues, extreme Amy McGrath sounds extremely familiar. She stands with Joe Biden.
I'm going to be good to go down as one of the most progressive presidents in American history.
Well, Amy McGrath says,
I am further left. I am more progressive than anybody in the state of Kentucky.
Amy McGrath agrees with Nancy Pelosi on the border.
We're not doing a wall.
And I think the wall is stupid. I mean, I really do.
Like Kamala Harris, Amy McGrath supports government-run health care.
As we talk about moving toward a single-payer system, I think that there is certainly momentum.
In my opinion, single-payer is the way to go.
And on packing the Supreme Court with liberal judges, McGrath says,
that's definitely an option.
Government-run health care, no border wall, packing the Supreme Court. Extreme Amy McGrath, the wrong path for Kentucky.
I'm Mitch McConnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McConnell.
The Big Paintbrush.
WOMI and WOMIOwensboro.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into our fold here. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the issues of the week, according to the surveys at talkers.com. You can find these lists every week at talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan as we bounce around through the issues. Number three this week on the countdown list are all the accusations, the scandals, the corruption, the finger pointing at Biden, because of his loose cannon son, the finger pointing at Trump because he had a Chinese bank account. And I emphasize here, it's not on, I didn't realize that it was closed in 2013.
So a couple of things. First of all, just to be fair here, this is not a scandal about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a loser and has a lot of explaining to do, but he's the middleman. The reason that the Biden scandal is important is because there are people who are now saying that Biden has been enriching himself by using his position in the government to leverage deals with our adversaries. So it's, yes, Hunter Biden's a loser. Yes, there's pictures of him doing drugs and with underage prostitutes. That's all true. But let's talk about what should really concern us, and that he's being used as sort of a middleman between his dad and foreign governments. That's the part of this, the scandal that is, should be consumed, I believe. As far as Trump's tax scandals go, Trump's tax scandal, in air quote, was addressed during the last debate this week. And President Trump said that that was not a new story that came out. In fact, that this bank account with China that allegedly a secret was actually on his presidential disclosure form, which is, you know, 15, 25 pages, whatever it is, of every business dealing that you've had leading up to the presidency. And he also said that that bank account was closed down in 2013. So, you know, again,
2015, yeah.
Decide.
But the weird thing is, if Trump's answer on this was very kind of murky. And he said, well, it's before I ran for president and I was thinking about doing business. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing business in China, why do you owe $200,000 in local taxes to China then?
I'm glad we both agree. I agree with the transparency, and I applaud the fact that the media actually covers all of the stories about Trump, whether they're based in fact or not. They've spent 3.5 years covering stories that have had no facts, just accusations, and they've levied them at the president. Asking the news media to do the same thing with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
That's what happened. When the accusations are made, people think it's the front page. And when those accusations, no matter what the circumstance, whether it's this or hundreds of thousands of other circumstances where you're accused of something on the front page and the retraction is on page 30. So in that way,
three and a half years of that, not a piece of evidence after everybody said, oh, we've seen it. We've got anonymous sources.
Trump, watching the debate on Thursday night a little bit, there was a civility there that I hadn't seen for a while. And whether he's performing, because he certainly knows how to perform, or whether he realizes that, you know, let's see if it lasts, that he can't keep doing what he's doing to piss everybody off, basically. That's more the reason that people, I think with the average person, Victoria, I know that you don't like him for any number of reasons, and I get it. I don't like him for a number of reasons either, but there are some things that I find salient there. And so when you think about, can people change? Will they really change? Can he get along? Does he have to be in your face to get his point across? A lot of people think that's his MO. He's been doing it. You're a New Yorker. He's been doing it for as long as he's been in business. He gets in everybody's face and he browbeats them and, pushes them around and bullies them into submission. And, you know, that's not the way to get things done. Is that the reason that nothing is getting done? Does it make a difference?
But see, that's
who's
not
sitting
true.
In the chair? It is true, Jennifer.
This is the deal.
Doesn't want to have somebody who points his finger at person and who's president and says, you're a dummy, you're stupid.
Let me finish my statement. His output of his administration has been incredible. Middle East peace agreement.
I'm not making that point. I'll give you all of that.
So would you rather have someone who's rough around the edges but actually gets good things done?
What other people are you talking about? I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the Senate.
Do you think that Congress is willing to work with the president right now?
I don't think they were ever willing to work with him, frankly.
Okay, so attitude, again, he's been able to get a lot done. My point is this, would you rather have someone that is rough around the edges, that is actually able to get things done, even under the worst circumstances, or would you rather have someone who makes you feel like he's folksy, but yet he's stabbing you in the back and taking money from China?
You know what? I would rather have somebody who is really qualified and knew how to do the job, and neither one of these guys has it as far as I'm concerned. These people who are now the supposedly the best choices we have, it's abysmal. Looking at some of the choices, I was looking at what was going on up in Maine. By the way, the status of the senator who's been there for quite a long time, and then this woman Sarah Gideon who's running against her. Susan Collins has raised about $40 million, and Sarah Gideon has brought in over $60 million from outside the state. So you know that the Democratic machine, which is something that's wrong with our system.
Look at the guy running against Lindsey Graham. He's made like $80 million, and it's all coming from outside of South Carolina.
Yeah. Anyway, Victoria, you've been silent.
I'm just listening. I have nothing to add. Is there a question that you want me to answer?
No, I just want to make sure you feel like you've been heard, and we'll move on. Supreme Court number 5, the confirmation process. Here's another example, in my mind, of not finding the most qualified, but somebody who checks off all the boxes to a point. And whether she will be good or not, I think there are many more people out there who are much better than she is, wouldn't have the controversial background to consider, and have more experience. I think she is a horrible choice for the Supreme Court for all of those reasons. And just why in the world do we keep going to the bottom? We're on a race to the bottom of the barrel.
I can't believe this.
Why?
She's very well qualified,
Jennifer.
And she also demonstrates the tone that you say you like. And by the way, after people watched the hearings the week before last, the number of people in the country who want to see her confirmed is actually more than the majority now.
You know how
she's
I
over
am about religion?
Approval.
You know how I am about religion and people wearing it on their sleeves.
You understand
that people
are capable.
That disqualifies her as far as I'm concerned.
But she doesn't necessarily wear it on her sleeve. She's been tacked with it as someone who, I mean, this is what they're using against her.
Did she
deny
it when asked the question?
She's a Catholic. But isn't that okay?
I'm not holding that against her, but what about all those other
groups? Do you want people to say, I'm not really Muslim, I'm not really a Jew? I mean, she's a Catholic. That's what she is.
I want to know what else there is there, though, with some of these groups. Is that true or not true that she has supported or belonged to some very questionable groups in terms of
are you talking
points
about?
Of view?
There's
some
the Knights of Columbus?
No.
Go ahead. No.
Extreme Catholic groups, and I forget the name of it now too. But she lived with the guy who was the head of it, and that she was a handmaiden. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff. Jen, you can read about
it. I have not heard any of that.
Google it. It's everywhere.
And then
that's what the women are called in this group, in this sect that she belonged with. She lived with the family who the guy who was the founder of it. You can easily look that up.
Let
it's
me
been
ask
everywhere.
You this. If a woman like Ilhan Omar, who wears a scarf over her head, should she be allowed to be in Congress? Is she capable?
I'm not saying she's obviously ruled by
a certain ideology, so we should get her out, right?
I'm not saying that Amy Coney Barrett should not be allowed to be Catholic. I'm just saying when Doug's talking about wearing it on your sleeve, there is a lot of stuff there that the average person, I was baptized Catholic, I grew up Catholic. The average person, when you look at the kind of stuff that her family that she was into, it makes you scratch your head because it's kind of extremist. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. My only beef with her, I don't like the legal precedents that she set, but I also do not think she's only been a judge for 3 years. I don't think that she's qualified to be on the Supreme Court. My argument ends right there. She doesn't have enough experience.
That and the wearing of stuff on your sleeve. There's got to be more people around who are qualified. And where are the people in the middle? We're not supposed to. The Constitution doesn't say find somebody of your political stripe and throw them in the Supreme Court. It says find the most, somehow or other, the most qualified jurist. And the most qualified, in my mind anyway, is somebody who doesn't wear anything on their sleeve other than a long sleeve cotton shirt. That's it. I don't want to have religion, politics. I don't want to know from your politics. Or from your religion. I want to know that the rulings that you've had the opportunity to make a decision on have been made in a fair and balanced way according to your peers? That's what I want to know. And I don't see it. I don't smell it. I don't think it when it comes to this woman. I just don't. People List from Talkers Magazine. The folks at Talkers do a lot of research, talking to talk radio hosts, listening to programs, talking to the people that run the stations to get this list. On the People List this week, at number 10, Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, Xi Jinping from China. Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg tied for number 8. The Pope is at 7. Amy Coney Barrett is at 6. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani. Now, there's a pair. They're paired up at number 3. Imagine the two of them together. Whew. All right, number 2 is Hunter's dad, Joe Biden. And number 1 is Donald Trump, as you might imagine. All of these reflections, again, from the work by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Really pretty interesting how these lists develop every week. So you've got it here in your ear for the week of October 19th to the 23rd. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our C by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house so you can save money on your electric bill. C by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McLear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for C by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all. And they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd, if you please. Compiled by the folks that run talkers, Rush Limbaugh at number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China, to a lesser extent Russia, and the election hoo-ha with them. The Google antitrust lawsuit, big time. Well, maybe it isn't big time because they got lots of money and maybe it won't go anywhere. That's number 8. Number 7, the Pope supporting gay marriage. Number 6, racial relations and police reform. Number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. Let's see. Number 4, the economy. What's going on? Are we going to have a stimulus package or not? Number 3, the accusations and scandals involved in the presidential race. Number 2, COVID and all of its ancillary impact. And number 1, the presidential debate. 50 million people have already voted. Imagine that. Those are the stories from Talkers Magazine. Okay, let's get to the situation with race and more people black and of color getting COVID. That seems to be one of the issues. Then there's the relationship the police have. It's a very interesting. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, new police chief, two black men are in the offing. One of them is a veteran of the department who's a very good police officer, and I think he ought to be the chief. But they brought in somebody from Baltimore who was the chief of police. They was trying to get out of town.
Well, clearly Baltimore has it right. So
can you imagine? I mean, the mayor here is just trying to stack the deck for her local guy because she likes him because he's black. But he is actually a good cop. The other, and he has a lot of sport in the rank and file. But the second guy, and nobody knows, there's no transparency. Nobody knows how this guy got to be number 2 on the list. But, you know, the questions have been asked about whether these two candidates are here because there has been some unrest, and will a black police chief make a difference? What's the answer to that? Does a black police chief make a difference in cities where there is unrest?
A good police chief makes a difference.
Yeah, right. That's what I'd say. But in this circumstance, you know, like isn't there the black woman in Chicago who's made a mess of things there? Wasn't that the same
kind
of story?
There's a black mayor there, but I don't know.
I think there's a black police chief too.
Maybe, but and
it's a guy.
It was a guy, but
is it a guy? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, see, I stand to be corrected. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 10 before the hour.
Sure, and tell them Dave sent you.
WOMI and WOMI Owensboro.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 53 after the hour. Review of the top 5 tech stories. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. In this segment of the broadcast, a look at the top 5 items from number 5 to number 1, starting with the new launch at Apple Music, Victoria.
Well, for anyone who misses watching music videos on MTV, because we know they haven't played any for a long time, Apple Music has launched Apple Music TV. So they are trying now to take over what once was pretty much exclusive to MTV. This is 24 hours live streaming of popular music videos, and you can watch in the browse tabs on the Apple Music app and on the Apple TV app. And they are trying to go up against YouTube, which is now the spot where if you really want to watch music videos from your favorite artists, YouTube really kind of has the dominance there.
Do you want to? Do you have the desire to
watch? Sure, I love watching music videos.
Do you?
Yeah. I think there are so many artists. Lady Gaga's videos especially I really love. They're so creative, and I think that they're just like little works of art. I think Taylor Swift does great videos. So, yeah, it depends on who the artist is, but there's still a lot of money being put into music videos, and I think having Apple Music TV be the new outlet for that, I think it's great.
Why Quibi didn't work then, because Quibi? That's a short video sort of Quibi there. Thank you, Quibi.
Well, you know what? The truth is, Quibi would have been smart to air music videos, but they were way too highbrow, and I think they tried to be smarter and cooler than anyone in the room, and everyone just gave up on it. Yeah. So there you go.
Number
After
4.
6 months, it's done.
What can we get for $6.99 a month from Google, Victoria?
Google has a new thing called Google Photos, and this is kind of a cool thing. If you're tired of having all of your photos just sitting in your smartphone and you never actually get to enjoy them or have them on display, this is a new service for $6.99 a month. Google will use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos each month, and then they print them out and send them right to your door. So you can prioritize how the algorithm chooses them. You can say if you want people and pets or landscapes or a little bit of everything, and so they'll all come to you either on a postcard or a standard 4x6 inch. And you can also, as part of the premium print service for Google Photos, they're adding same-day printing services to Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart, so you can choose whatever your monthly photos are and then pick them up same day, which is kind of cool. I think this is something people have been, you know, during the pandemic and quarantine, a lot of people have been doing, you know, home projects and DIY, like scrapbooking and photo books and things like that have really gone, have become more popular. So I think this is kind of the right time for Google Photos to launch this service.
All right, let's see what is going on at Philips, the light bulb company. They're more than that, but that's how people know them.
Right. So Signify is the parent company behind Philips Hue, and that's H-U-E. I'm sure you've seen all these. You're right, the light bulbs mainly, but they do make a lot of electronics. And they're in the news this week because they're recalling the power supplies that shipped with six of their outdoor lights because over concerns of shocking people with electricity. The power supplies can short circuit due to water leakage, and so you know, if you're touching anything, if you touch the power supply when it's wet, you could actually find yourself in a predicament. So the power supplies are being recalled for 21,000 defective units that were sold in the U.S. alone. It's the Lily and Lily XL spotlights. These are all outdoor lights, by the way. The Kala and Kala Large pedestal lights, and the Econic pedestal lights, and the Impress pedestal lights. So if you have any of those outdoor Philips Hue systems, you might want to check this out. The power supplies were shipped between 2018 and 2020, and this is 21,000 defective units. So Signify has set up a website so you can go and check to see if you do need a new one. And they say, in the meantime, you unplug everything and do not use these lights until you get the new power supply to, so you don't get shocked.
All right, number two has to do with a new deal from Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon Prime subscribers now get free one-hour grocery pickup at every single Whole Foods across the country. This is 487 stores now. They've been testing this out for months, and they have now launched officially. Orders that cost more than $35 are eligible for free pickup and no extra service charges. Thousands of items from Whole Foods, produce, meat and seafood, other staples, things like that. Amazon says that they found that the trend of curbside pickup is going to continue even after the pandemic has passed. They cite research that shows 68% of people plan to continue using curbside pickup services even when it's safe to go back into the grocery store on a regular basis.
Aha. Uh-huh. And number one, Google back again, not for any
yep.
good reason.
Right. Now, some bad news for Google. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming that the company holds an illegal monopoly with its search engine. The lawsuit accuses Google of harming consumers with its business contracts and agreements by stifling competition. This is going to literally be dragged out for years and years. Google is worth more than $1 trillion, and this is going to be in the courts forever.
The overview of technology, thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound.